Good morning, good morning, good morning. Pastor Wayne here, thesecondadam.com, straighttalkwithwayne.com. And I want to talk to you today about having all that you need. 2 Peter 1 and 3. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. His divine power, amen, there's nothing greater than His divinity. There's nothing greater than His power. And there's nothing greater, larger than, more, you know, than the word all. He has, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. The all things of 2 Peter, it really, this is what it means. All things. All things. We don't need any revelation. We have it within us. That doesn't mean it doesn't come out. It does as we're transformed. It does if we spend time with the Father. But we don't need the Book of Mormon. We don't need the Quran. We don't need Dianetics. We don't need any other methodology, belief, or conduct. What we need is to grow into understanding and walk in the faith of who we are in Christ Jesus. We always need more illumination. Peter says there's no more revelation beyond what's received in Christ Jesus. Paul, in his prayer, if you read through especially the book of Ephesians, Paul's prayer was, let them see, Father God. Let the children of God see who they are. All we need is what's done. Listen, all we need is what God did through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Period. And a humble heart and mind willing to be led by that Spirit. Christianity is truth. Let me just be very bold. Christianity is truth. Not a truth or one legitimate belief system among many. Now listen, there's more to Christ and the Scriptures and Revelation than we'll ever experience on this side of the grave. Hallelujah. But we will move forward. We will continue to go. But we do not need a new revelation. Does that mean we shouldn't study? Listen, I'm an avid studier. I read books. I listen to podcasts. I really go and but everything that we study needs to be about, and when it comes to Christianity, needs to be about Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and the revelation of what He's placed within us. Years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clear, very clear. He said, I will teach you many lessons. I will teach you many lessons. And I just love it that every day is new. Every day is a new place of learning. Every moment is a new place of revelation from the Father. Amen? And so when you walk into that knowing today is a new place to learn from what's already within. You're not looking outside of Christianity, other religions, other belief systems. It's all within. The life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Amen? Wow. So, what do we need to do? What is our place in this? Take steps of faith. Take steps of faith based on the revelation God's given you. Take steps of faith based on the identity that you are a child of the living God, a son, a daughter in the kingdom of God, and you move forward, keeping your mind and heart centered on Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3 again, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let us pray. Father, Lord, You've given us all we need to move forward in life and understanding Your kingdom. And we honor You and we love You and we thank You, God, for that provision. Help us continue to recognize the treasures inside Your Word, the treasures inside the voice of the Lord, the treasure of understanding that is given and that is imparted unto us by You, Holy Spirit. Help us not to look outside of the kingdom for truth and for life, but in the kingdom, the wisdom, the revelation, the power for all things that pertain to life and godliness. And help us continue to seek You as we grow and transform. In Jesus' name we pray, believing, Amen and amen. You have all that you need. As you're listening to this, I want you to grab a hold of that. You have everything that you need in Christ Jesus as a believer. Just say, Lord, thank you for that. Show it to me and let me move in the revelation of that. Guys, go to thesecondadam.com, thesecondadam.com, or go to straighttalkwithwayne.com, straighttalkwithwayne.com. It'll take you to the same site. When you're there, put in your name, email address. Be sure you're on our newsletter. If you have a prayer need, let us pray with you based on this truth that we talked about this morning, based on this revelation. Let us pray with you, decree over you, speak over you. If you need prophetic ministry, we have that available as well on the site. And for our partners, every month we have prophetic ministry available for all of our partners. So continue to just let us know how we can bless you and that we can bring the service of God's kingdom into your life. I honor all of you. I bless all of you in Jesus' name. I believe in you. This is Pastor Wayne saying, I believe in you because I believe in the Christ in you. God bless.